Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast and broadcast number 724. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray in times like these. And today, as always, I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem on prayer titled Prayer When the Morn is Breaking by Jane C. Simpson. Pray when the morn is breaking. Pray when the noon is bright. Pray with the eve's declining. Pray in the hush of night. With mind made pure of passion, all meaner thoughts away. Lo, in thy chamber kneeling, do thou in secret pray. Remember all who love thee, all who are loved by thee. And next, for those that hate thee, pray thou, if such there be. Last, for thyself in meekness, a blessing humbly claim, and link with each petition thy great Redeemer's name. But if 'tis ever denied thee, in solitude to pray, should holy thoughts come over thee, upon life's crowded way. Even then the silent breathing that lifts thy soul above shall reach the throned presence of mercy, truth, and love. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 6:5, which reads, When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. What is the will of Jesus Christ in opposition to this? Humility and sincerity are the two great lessons that Christ teaches us. Thou, when thou prayest, do so and so. Matthew 6:6, thou in particular, by thyself and for thyself. Personal prayer is here supposed to be the duty and practice of all Christ's disciples. Observe the directions here given about it. Instead of praying in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, enter into thy closet, into some place of privacy and retirement, Isaac went into the field, Christ to a mountain, Peter to a housetop, no place amiss in point of ceremony. If it do but answer the end, note, secret prayer is to be performed in retirement, that we may be unobserved, and so may avoid ostentation, undisturbed, and so may avoid distraction, unheard, and so may use greater freedom. Yet if the circumstances be such that we cannot possibly avoid being taken notice of, we must not therefore neglect the duty, lest the omission be a greater scandal than the observation of it. Instead of doing it to be seen of men, pray to thy Father who is in secret. To me, the Pharisees prayed rather to men than to God. Whatever was the form of their prayer, the scope of it was to beg the applause of men and court their favors. Well, do thou pray to God, and let that be enough for thee. Pray to him as a father, as thy father, ready to hear and answer thee, graciously inclined to pity, help and succor thee. Pray to thy Father who is in secret. Note, in secret prayer, we must have an eye to God, as present in all places. He is there in thy closet when no one else is there. There especially nigh to thee in what thou callest upon him for. By secret prayer we give God the glory of his universal presence, and may take to ourselves the comfort of it. Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Andrew Murray. He said, "The great thing in prayer is to feel that we are putting our supplications into the bosom of omnipotent love." My personal encouragement for you today is this: dedicated prayer with your family will be the most difficult thing you will do in your life, and the devil will fight against you on this like nothing else. But prayer is a fight you must win for the glory of God and for your family. Men, as 1 Corinthians 16:13 states, quit yourself like a man and lead your family into victorious spiritual warfare, in a prayer life that will give you the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer and the Word of God, Part 11 from the book The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord used the writings of E.M. Bounds along with Bible reading and pastors and teachers to teach me, the more importantly, the Holy Spirit of God, the power of prayer when I was a young Christian, and I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You may make your purchase today at prayermd.com or one of our other bookstore sites, or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "Would we have a relish for God's word? Then let us give ourselves continually to prayer. He who would have a heart for the reading of the Bible must not, dare not, forget to pray. The man of whom it can be said his delight is in the law of the Lord is the man who can truly say, I delight to visit the place of prayer. No man loves the Bible. Who does not love to pray? No man loves the Bible who does not love to pray. No man loves to pray who does not delight in the law of the Lord. Our Lord was a man of prayer, and he magnified the word of God, quoting often from the scriptures. Right through his earthly life, Jesus observed Sabbath keeping, church going, and the reading of the word of God, and had prayer intermingled with them all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Here, let it be said that no two things are more essential to a spirit-filled life than Bible reading and secret prayer. No two things more helpful to growth in grace, to getting the largest joy out of a Christian life, toward establishing one in the ways of eternal peace. The neglect of these all-important duties, presages, leanness of soul, loss of joy, absence of peace, dryness of spirit, decay in all that pertains to spiritual life. Neglecting these things paves the way for prophecy. Neglecting these things paves the way for apostasy, rather, and gives the evil one an advantage such as he is not likely to ignore. Reading God's word regularly and praying habitually in the secret place of the Most High puts one where he is absolutely safe from the attacks of the enemy of souls, and guarantees him salvation and final victory through the overcoming power of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Now, dear friend, it is time for us not just to study about prayer, but to actually pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for all that you have done with this ministry, all that you're doing and all that you will do. Forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit as we pray collectively and together for the following things. We pray for 3 million souls to come to know your Savior. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing of this nation. And Lord, we pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. Salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for three people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Jordan. Please give Jordan, Eleanor, Kyle, and Kylan, and Kaden emotional and spiritual protection and support from a negative in people, especially his mother-in-law and his sister-in-law. Keep them from starting up trouble and disrupting his family. Please save them both. We pray for Shaka. Please help her brother to stop drinking and help her not to be depressed. Please help them to get answers as to why their father was killed. We pray for Dottie Marquez for your divine intervention, protection, and supernatural favor and blessing for her family, for joy, happiness, clarity, and wisdom, for her daughters and grandchildren's schooling and jobs. Please bless her grandson's school examples. Exams, rather. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you in their hearts as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray for Millward, Mahesh, George, And Lord, we commit them into your hands as you will be in their lives. And Lord, we pray now for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Margaret, Josephine, and Mabina. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And now, Lord, we pray if you are listening today, we commit these souls into your hands, and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.